Yeah, so this is on my Halloween playlist. This is Apocalyptica from Finland, perhaps the only heavy metal cello group in the world. But it's,
gotta have cellos in a heavy metal band.
Yeah, you do. You do, kind of. Anyhow, they became famous for doing Metallica covers, but they're awesome for your Halloween playlist. And a lot of people have those kind of playlists. Little Monster Mash for your teenager's costume party, maybe
Monster
Box
Mash.
Toccata and Fugue for the adult party.
Da-da-da-da.
There you go. Not all scary music is the same, of course. Any movie composer will tell you that. You can listen to the theme of Jaws versus the theme of, say, The X-Files and understand how music really can set a mood. So we want to put together our own Halloween playlist here, and we want to know, what is your favorite scary music? Give us a call with your scary music at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we have our own DJ in the house this morning, John Schaefer, the fabulous John Schaefer, host of the Music and Arts talk show Soundcheck, produced down the hall from us here at WNYC Radio. Good morning, John.
Morning.
So, you know, we could go all music dork here and talk about the scariness of harmonic minor or the F-sharp Phrygian, but what is it really that makes music scary as opposed to, say, pretty?
Well, you know, for me, there are obvious things, you know, like the jumpy, outy part of the film where the music suddenly comes crashing in. But for me, the thing that really kind of works over time and over again, even when you know it's coming, is music that's just slightly off. You know, it's almost normal, almost conventional, almost melodic, but there's something that leaves you feeling a little unsettled, you know? Like, what's wrong with this picture? That kind of thing.
Well, that kind of fits your first choice here. Most people probably recognize this. This is A Night on Bald Mountain from Mussorgsky. And you may not be able to hear it, but there's some dissonances in there that may be a little surprising to the ear.
Well, you have to remember this was written for a 19th century audience, although they never actually got to hear it.
Right.
But, you know, in the 19th century, that's about as loud as music could get.
You know, classical music, surprisingly, is often used in scary movies. Surprisingly, because you'd think they'd be using the theremin more, right? But we talked about The Shining as one of the scariest movies last year, and The Shining used a lot of classical music, including this, which you picked as one of your Halloween scare frights. What are we listening to here, John Schaefer?
So this is Béla Bartók, the Hungarian composer, and part of a piece called simply Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celesta. Bartók wrote a series of what he called Nachtmusik, night music. These are very dark and kind of eerie, lonely pieces, and this creates such a mood of tension and stillness that I think Stanley Kubrick was immediately drawn to it, you know, used it for The Shining as part of his kind of cue music, you know, he was just waiting for the score, and then fell so in love with it that it just made it into the final cut.
We're speaking with John Schaefer, who's the host of the Music and Arts talk show Soundcheck on WNYC Radio. And, you know, a lot of scary music uses odd instruments, maybe because the unfamiliar can be horrifying. They use the didgeridoo, the sitar, the theremin I already mentioned. But here's something that people may not be used to hearing. Take a listen to your next choice. What is this, John?
Well, this goes back to what I was saying before, that some of the scariest music is the music that's just a little off. That's clearly a voice, but it's a backwards voice. It's been lowered in pitch. It's from an English composer named Jocelyn Pook, and she originally called the piece Backward Priest because it's the sound of a Romanian priest chanting, which she has flown in or edited into the song backwards. And again, Stanley Kubrick heard this and eventually incorporated it into the orgy scene of his final film, Eyes Wide Shut. So now it goes under the name Masked Ball.
And of course, Romanian, that's, you know, Dracula stuff. So, you know, it's got the whole package there. Kubrick loved weird music. There was even weird music in 2001. But how come something, John Schaefer, as simple as this also, you know, passes muster as being a little bit off? Bum, 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 bum. You know this?
John Carpenter's music for his own film.
Right.
Well, you know, if you take this away from the film, and I would put the theme from The Exorcist by Mike Oldfield in this category too, if you take that music away from the film, it actually stands quite nicely as a piece of music without being particularly scary.
I think that's true. Yeah, you know, but there are things like the Jaws theme where it's rhythmically slightly off.
Yeah, Jaws is a great case of rhythmus interruptus, you know. That is just tension waiting for release that you never really get.
It's scary music is uncomfortable to listen to. It's unfamiliar. You don't know what's going to happen yet. So you get dissonances because your mind wants to hear a melody. You get this meter that's off. And you get kind of extreme voicing, the really, really low notes in Night on Bald Mountain that we heard, those high notes in the Psycho violins. But here's something I want you to explain to this. This is a Norwegian black metal group called Burzum, and take a listen. What puts this into the scary music category, John?
Well, among other things, the voice and the person behind it. Burzum is a one-man band, the one man being a guy named Varg Vikernes. And, you know, this style of black metal is basically categorized by a kind of machine gun-like pummeling approach to both the guitars and the drums. But then the voice is this kind of torn-from-the-throat, screaming, guttural, shrieking sound as if, well, in his case, as if, you know, the orcs from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings were on the run, which actually is where the name Burzum comes from.
You can hear this here. Which I can tell you, as a vocal major, he is not going to be able to do that for very long.
I do believe in orcs. I do believe in orcs.
So John Schaefer, do you put together a Halloween play? I mean, if one is putting one together, you don't necessarily have to look for something that's from a scary movie. You have to find something that's unfamiliar, right?
Right. And if I were putting together a Halloween playlist, it would probably double as a Break the Lease playlist as well.
There you go. John Schaefer is host of the Music and Hearts talk show Soundcheck, produced right down the hall here at WNYC Radio. This is one that's on my playlist here. This is Bauhaus, perhaps the first successful gothic rock band. And this song's called Bela Lugosi Is Dead.
Bela Lugosi is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines. The black box.